I talked also with the former press officer for Project Blue Book, Albert Chong. He used to be a newspaper man. Now he works in the public relations department of a major aircraft firm. I'd like to ask you your opinion of the reported sightings on radar, and also if you have any opinion on this statement that has been made by some authorities that temperature inversions in themselves can show up as a blip on a radar and therefore explains the sightings by radar. Do you have any opinions on that?
Well, yes. The theory was advanced first publicly by Dr. Menzel, who is an astronomer at Harvard University, a well-known astronomer. The theory of temperature inversion is well-known to all radar operators, and a good operator can always tell a return that is caused by temperature inversion from that caused by an object in the sky, an actual object. Dr. Menzel's theory was considered early in the study by the Air Force, and they have publicly stated that Dr. Menzel's theory would not account for more than just about 1% of the sightings they have solved.
Have you ever seen an unidentified flying object?
Only on radar. I was present in Washington, D.C. the night of the big sighting over the nation's capital in 1952. And I was present in the radar room for approximately 9 hours while these objects were evident on the scope about that period of time.
Is there anything further you could tell us about this, what you saw at that time, that security permits?
Well, there's no security on this particular sighting. We had two flights of Air Force interceptors come over the Capitol at different times during the night, and the second flight made contact with the unknown traffic, and one of the pilot who made the contact was practically scared out of his wits. He reported that he was in the center of the group of unknowns. They were closing in on him, and he, in a very scared voice, asked us civilians in the radar room what he should do. This very tense situation lasted for about 20 seconds. No one answered him, and finally he reported that these objects were moving away from him, and this was also apparent to us who were looking at the scope. The objects that had been clustered around him finally began to move off and out, and he returned to base. I talked to this pilot about 6 o'clock the next morning, and he admitted everything that I'm repeating here. And I did report this to the Air Force, the command post in the Pentagon, Air Force Command Post.
On the basis of the information you studied during your time with the Air Force, what do you think these objects really are?
I think these objects are interplanetary reconnaissance vehicles. I do not believe they are manned. I believe they are here merely to observe things that are happening on this Earth. I take my position because I've spent an awful lot of time on this project when I was with the government. I've seen all the reports. I've talked to a lot of the top scientists in this country who have similar beliefs. I'll stick with that.